We hear over and over again about how guns, illegal guns, flow from the border. And yet this government spends most of their time going after law-abiding gun owners, hunters, fishermen. And we realize that it's violent repeat offenders that cause the majority of issues in this country. And this just is just indicative, bail and borders, all the things are the same.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I thank my honourable colleague from Niagara West for that intervention. I've noticed a trend with this Liberal government where they identify a legitimate problem, but their solution only targets the people who are not perpetuating that problem. An example, money laundering. No argument from us. This is the real issue. But banning law-abiding citizens from transacting in cash is not the answer. Gun crime, a huge issue. In fact, even bigger after 10 years of Liberal soft on crime policies, but going after law-abiding gun owners is the Liberals' resolution. So I'd like my honourable colleague to expand on why only the law-abiding seem to be in the crosshairs of this Liberal government on firearms, on cash, and on many other things.
A very good question. You know, I think that one of the challenges is right in the premise of the question, law-abiding. That says it all. I think the government feels that it's an easy target to go after people that actually follow the law, that actually take the time to do the safety courses, that actually take the time to register their guns and to make sure that they're doing all the things they need to do within their power. The funny thing is that criminals don't actually register their guns. That's a crazy thing. And so, you know, it seems that they can make a whole lot of noise about going after law-abiding citizens because it takes absolutely zero effort. All the law-abiding citizens have already given them the information they need. They've taken the courses. They've done what's required from them. They've joined the clubs. They participate in safety. All those types of things. I have not yet seen one criminal that actually registers their gun.